John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios for another Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And how are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Very good.
Hey, we had warm weather this week.
Yeah, I can get used to this.
50 it hit earlier this week.
We were working inside at the time. I was kind of bummed about that. I wanted to get outside so bad. But it'll come all the time.
You got the farmer in you still, and you're not itching to get in the field yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a farmer in him, right, Teresa?
Oh, yes, okay. It is indeed.
Hey, we had a great show last week. We talked about, well, the
functions. Keyboard shortcuts.
Keyboard shortcuts.
Yes.
And, man, you made my day because I did one of those, and the font got bigger. And
yep, now
the
Control Plus.
Control Plus. Now I can read the screen.
Yep.
That was awesome. I smiled all day long.
That makes a difference. Yep. It really does.
So what are we going to do today?
Well, we're going to talk about function keys today.
Function keys, and what's that?
That is the F1, F2, F3 up on the top of your keyboard.
Very top.
Is that what the F stands for, is function?
Yep.
Wow.
And some of them don't have that. They have a function key, like down by control and all of that. They have a function key, and then you press that and the number one.
Oh.
Yeah. Those keyboards, though, those are kind of outdated now.
Yeah, but there are some out there.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So let's start. What are we going to start with?
Well, F1? We'll start with one, I think.
You bet. Yeah. F1. It opens Help menu when pressed with a Windows button.
So if you press the Windows button in F1, which is the Windows button is down by your control, down by your space bar. Well, do you see it there?
Yep.
It's got a little window. You press that in F1, and it will open a Help menu.
Okay. Well, it did.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So when you need help, that's what you got to do.
Oh, wow.
And
so that's the little Windows icon on the bottom by control down here, between control and alt.
Yep, it looks like a little flag.
So you push that and F1 the same.
Mm-hmm. And it'll open up a help window so you can search for different things.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So many things. Go ahead. This is interesting.
I'll take the F2. Will bring you to the documents library. You do Control Alt F2 will open up your documents in Microsoft Office.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
that's a folder that's called Documents.
Yep.
So anything that you save to documents, which is the default location for saving stuff in Excel and Word and all that, so it'll show you a list of all your documents. And you just click on one and you can open it.
So that's Control Alt F2. Now, if you just do Control and F2, it'll show a print preview in Microsoft Office.
Mm.
So if you want to see what the page is going to look like when you print it, before you print it, you just Control F2 and it'll show you a print preview.
How am I going to remember all this?
Well, we'll put a link to this article on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yep.
But just so you. As you're listening to this, just know you can do these things, and then you can look up, you know.
I had no idea. I've always wondered what these F1, 8, 9, 10 is all about.
Yeah. Yep.
So F3, it opens a search feature in Windows Explorer. So,
but most people don't use Windows Explorer.
Yeah, that's kind of outdated.
But
Shift F3 lets you change from lower caps to... Or lowercase to upper caps, whatever.
Uppercase.
Hit the shift button.
Shift F3, and it'll go from lowercase to uppercase to all caps.
Now, is that your whole document? So if you're getting angry as you're typing and then you want to yell at somebody,
you'll have to try
you just
that.
Shift F3, and then everything goes to all caps, yeah. Because that's technically, isn't that yelling on the internet?
A lot of radio people type that way, you know. Maynard does that.
Does he?
Yep.
That's all caps, all the time.
Well, in the olden days, in the typewriter, you know, you type stuff big so you could read it easier.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of a habit for radio guys.
Well, they should like the Shift F3 then.
Yeah. Well, here's one that I like. Alt F4 closes the window that you're in.
Hmm.
So
Alt F4.
Yep. And so if you've got a bunch of documents up or a bunch of windows, you know, different programs and stuff, you can just Alt F4, Alt F4, Alt F4, and it'll just close them instead of going to the corner and clicking the X. I think it's, you know, sometimes quicker to just Alt F4.
Sometimes people have so many windows open and their computer starts getting slow and they don't know why. That's because they have a lot of windows.
A lot of windows open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
don't have so many things open.
I have seen as many as 30, over 30.
Yeah, that was on your computer, John.
Well, no, I found somebody that did it more than I did. And it was amazing how many windows were open, but a restart and they're
Alt like, F4. Now, if you just push F4, the cursor will go to the address bar in your web browser, which is kind of a handy little feature.
Yep. If you're in a hurry to search for something.
Yep.
Okay. If you are a PowerPoint user, you know, that's one of the ones where you show the
like a slide.
A slideshow. F5 will just start your presentation. So instead of finding the mouse or, you know, however people do that, just F5 and start the PowerPoint.
And that's if you're in PowerPoint.
It'll also refresh your internet browser.
So, tell them what a refresh means if you're on the internet.
Yeah, and I look at markets pages, you know, grain markets and stuff, which changes, you know, all the time. So if I had the window open on my screen or like a radar picture of the storm coming, and I haven't refreshed it, I refresh it, then it shows you where it is now. Yeah. You know, if you have it open for a while, you know, you don't see it. So a quick F5 will take care of that.
That's kind of a handy one,
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
It also does some find and replace if you're in Microsoft Office. So you can do a search for different words. Okay. You know, I've used that before.
Yep.
So.
All right, moving along.
F6, let's see what that does. Mostly in Word, it will do some things. It will go to the next split screen in Microsoft Word. And if you hit Control-Shift-F6, you can toggle between the two documents that you have open.
Oh.
Control-Shift-F6. So, you know, that's a useful one if you're using Word.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever touched an F6 key on my keyboard.
I don't think so.
Ever?
And I do this for a living, so interesting.
Good to know.
But F7, Alt-F7 will do a spell check on the document that you're doing.
Okay.
So,
And Shift-F7 will open up
thesaurus?
Thesaurus, thank you.
The what?
Thesaurus.
Thesaurus?
What's that?
To find words that mean the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Or alternative words. Boy, that was a blunder.
I used to call it a theosaurus.
A theosaurus.
Yeah. Okay. But now I know better.
How many numbers we got left here?
Oh, boy, we better start 12. Hurrying. Let's see. F8. Oh, that's a good one. If you want to go into safe mode in Windows, you can hit F8. And that's important if your computer is locking up, if it's just not working quite right. Sometimes you can get it to work in F8.
Just by when you turn it on, you just hit F8, 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 F8. You know that you know
goes into safe mode.
Keep doing it, and then it'll boot safe mode.
Yep.
And that's
useful. Sometimes those change too. Sometimes it's F10 that you have to hit to do that, and sometimes it's F12.
Okay.
So you can try different ones.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving along. What do we got? Where are we at? 8?
9.
F9. It'll send and receive mail on your Outlook. If you got Outlook open, it'll send, you know, check for new messages on your email. That's kind of like refreshing a page.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And
just hit F9 plain, huh?
Yep.
If you're open on your Outlook, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
F10 will open a menu bar so you can see, you know, what your options are for that screen.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, the computer I have right in front of me here, that it's actually running the radio station. If I hit F10, that'll stop the computer, and then I can go live on the air.
Oh, okay. Nice.
See, other programs, this is just a general Windows things, but just plain software will have different things you can use function
keys. You can also set up function keys to do whatever you want them to do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's big news there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did not know that.
F11, you know how you get a window that's not quite all the way open, or you know, a small window, you hit F11 and that'll make it full screen. And if you want to put it back, you know, back to small, F11 again. So it kind of toggles between the two, so that's kind of useful, I guess.
And F12 is another one that is good for Word. If you it'll open and save as in Word, it will Shift F2 will save a Word document. F12 opens a Word document. So there's different things you can do with F12 when you're in Word.
But the main thing is that there's a lot of things you can do with it, and we're going to have this list on our Facebook page. So you can, you know, if you're interested in that, you can see them all and play with them. Try them out.
Yeah, see, that was my question. Man, if I knew all that and practice it. I use them all the time.
Yeah.
For quick access.
Right.
But I don't know. That's funny. How many people know all that?
Right.
Hardly anybody.
And I don't think anybody would use that all, but there are certain tasks, if you do certain tasks over and over again, that you might find those to be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's a great show. Wow.
So, yeah.
So you can go to the Rural Solutions
Facebook page, and I'll have a link to the article that we got these from.
Okay, awesome.
And they also talk about how you can create your own function keys.
Yeah, if you're interested in that, take it to the next level.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I love learning new things, and I did today. So
that's good. That's good.
Or if people have questions about what you just heard and you want to just talk to John and Teresa, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can come see us at our Main Street Madison location right across from United Prairie Bank, or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or keep on sending those emails, support@ruralsolutions.com.
Or you can message us on Facebook, too.
Man, okay. We had another thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
That's John and Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.